Hello, and welcome to Comedy Bombs number 16. I am Chairwoman Al.
This is Kate Trash.
And Smoking Jay.
And we're back, and it's been a long hiatus. And this is actually going to be our last episode before we go off on the holidays.
Yes.
Bring in the new year in our own ways.
But our old podcasts are still up there, so you can keep in touch with us through...
Dig through the archive.
Old episodes.
I think our podcasts make... great stocking stuffers.
Ooh, good point.
That's a good idea.
Subscribe your friends. All right, so we'll kick things off as usual with Who's Smoking Jay this time. And to mix it up a little bit, we're going to add in some opportunities for some bonus points this week. And we're actually going to start off with a chance for some bonus points. So I have sort of a two-part question here. Basically, the first person to give me an answer will get the bonus points. So this is all about, in a scene in Modern Family, Gloria catches Jay and Manny looking at a medical website. When confronted, they both lie about the content on the site. Now, for half a bonus point, what does Jay say they're looking at?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I remember Manny said girls. But he covered that after he said something else.
Flip it.
Jay said girls.
Yes!
Come on!
All right, I'll give that to Kate Trash.
So
Jay was the one that said girls.
Oh, really?
So then, for one bonus point, what did Manny say they were looking at?
Sports.
Nope. It was something really, really kind of pansy. But, of course, something that Manny would look at.
And do you have a guess? Or?
No, I don't have a guess.
All right, the answer is Huffington Post.
That's right! That's right.
Oh. All right, I'm going to give that for K-Trash just because Chairwoman Al couldn't take a hint.
Dude.
So he's got half a bonus point, and since you got that, I'll let you choose whether you want to go first or second.
I'll go first.
All right, so you will have the normal minute and a half to answer as many quotes, identify as many quotes from this week's shows. Remember, you need to provide some context for us.
Got it.
But regardless of how well you do, you'll have an option to get one bonus point with a question at the end.
And
all
I'm
right.
Keeping score, yeah?
You are.
Okay.
I hope so.
Let's be accurate.
Are you ready?
Do it.
All right. Did that sound wise? I was just being bitchy.
No, pass.
That was Mr. Lunt from Running Wild talking to Migo after doing part of the misunderstanding with the casting. All right. She raised 4 kids, 2 barns, and a whole lot of hell.
Pass.
Oh, that was Cam from Modern Family describing his mother. She squeezes and lingers.
That was Mitchell describing Cam's mother.
Exactly. Hello, during a random dessert, the month and day of which correspond numerically with your expulsion from a uterus. The easiest
one. That was Community, and that was talking about Troy's birthday, and Abed said that?
No, that was Troy reading the message on his birthday cake. Excuse me, workers. I have an announcement to make. You all disgust me. Let that sink in.
Rajiv from Outsource when he became manager.
I want family in this house. Otherwise, it's not Thanksgiving. It's just overeating.
Is that Frankie from talking about the... Yeah, there.
I got poop nicknames for pretty much any Indian food. Lamb Vindapoo, Shish Kaploop, Chicken Tandoori.
That is our new timer. That's from Outsource. That's, I can't remember the guy's name. He was on the Drew Carey show, wherever that guy was
all right.
Talking about.
I'll give it to you. That's Charlie.
Charlie.
4
points?
Yes.
All right, so
you're at 3 with an assist.
You're at 4.5 right now, then, with your bonus points. Here is your last chance to get one more point. What was the name of Smokey Floyd's legendary music tour on Raising Hope?
Oh, there's smoke all over. It's something like that.
It's close, but no. The answer
is smoking all over.
Smoke Gets in Your Everything tour.
I saw it on. Yeah, I cracked up when I saw that. That was good. Side of the band.
All right, so 4.5 is the score to beat Chairwoman Ow.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
So ready.
All right, let's do it. Can this wait until I'm home? I'm having the round of my life.
This is Manny on the mini golf course in Montevideo.
Plans just fall off me like chicken crap off an armadillo.
Annie from Community in the bar.
And that's how I ended up with this wonderful and very sexual, that sexual hickey.
Oh. Pass.
That was Dennis from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, passing life wisdom onto Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I broke my legs, not my gender.
Ah, Chevy Chase on Community, cutting the cake.
Shoot a dart and a fart. I can't decide anything.
Shoot a dart and a fart. I feel like that was Annie on Community, but I can't remember.
That was Barney, the grocery store manager on Raising Hope.
Oh, right.
As long as you heat it up at home, it's homemade.
Oh, that's Frankie on the middle talking to Sue about apple pie.
You get in there and stop procrastinating.
Virginia on Raising Hope telling Bert to go.
Talk to their son.
Yeah.
I was a lot like you in high school, except my hair was shorter and my guitar was a flute.
That's Phil on Modern Family, talking to Dylan.
No kidding, you're still driving? Well, that's just terrifying.
Oh, you're still driving. Oh, old people. Someone said that to old people. I don't remember.
That was Rusty. From the middle.
Talking to Aunt Evie.
Norm McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six.
Oh, what?
So you've already won, but I'm going to give you your chance for the bonus point anyway.
Okay, okay.
What did Dee name the rabbit in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
What did Dee name the rabbit?
Can I take it?
If she doesn't get it, you could get a bonus point, but you still won't win.
I'll take it.
I don't remember.
Peter, Nickel Eater.
Very good. All right, so final score of 5.5 to 6. Chairwoman Ow is still our champion.
Again.
Nice.
Congratulations.
That got me noticed in the record. I think this is our closest that we've ever come, though. 5.5 to 6, that's really cool.
Well, by definition, there haven't been half points before, so.
Well, but, you know. That first half point was kind of a...
That's true.
You didn't really earn that one.
No.
Yeah.
I'm taking it.
So what do you guys think was your favorite show of this week? Community, Raising Hope, Modern Family, Always Sunny, The Middle, Outsource, Running Well. Feel free, take one. Anyone?
Yeah, it's really hard for me this week, actually. I think that Community, Modern Family, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and The Middle were all really at the top of their game this week. I thought, like, for what the shows are, each of those episodes were really strong. But for me, it was just sort of after taking a few weeks off, I hadn't seen The Middle in a while.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, like, seeing the Heckman was really, like, a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that episode of The Middle.
I was a little bit skeptical, though, because I thought the episode was a little bit slow. And it started to seem a little bit weary and tired because it seemed to be using that old stereotype of the female talks a lot about her emotions and the guy comes from a family that doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But around, I think it was minute 17 or 18, when it all came together, that's when...
Not to be exact or anything.
Just want to emphasize.
Well, the thing, but it didn't, to me, the storyline didn't come out of nowhere. It wasn't like all of a sudden for this episode...
Sure.
This is how it is. It's like, that's the way that he's always been, you know? And to meet his family, is like, that's exactly how I would expect his father and brother to be. Like, I hadn't thought about it before, but it made perfect sense.
Wasn't it nice continuity, too? Because his dad showed up at last year's Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I just loved when he goes to the hospital and he's like, you broke your hip 3 weeks ago? Like, why didn't you call me? And he goes, you fix hips? And then he saw his brother and his house had burned down. What are you, a fireman?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
have to say, I had a lot of trouble. There are a lot of shows I thought were really good this week, but I'm not going to be such a pansy, and I'm just going to pick one here.
Oh, okay. Remember that week when you couldn't even pick one, so we decided to hate on a bunch of shows?
Yeah. That was the previous
week. But this
week,
I'm going to go with It's Always Sunny. I thought that show just had me laughing almost the entire episode. I liked all the plot lines. That was really good.
It was on a roll from the beginning when I was like, where's Charlie? I was like, man, is Charlie not going to be in this episode? And then they bring him out of the trunk, like, gagged and tied
like,
up.
No big deal.
What's happening? And then I remembered from when they tried to take a road trip before. He's never left Philly. He's totally freaked out by it. So they just put him in the trunk.
I love how nonchalantly they acted when they popped the trunk up. You know, took them out. It was great.
I think it's between this one and the previous episode of Always Sunny that had the homage to Lethal Weapon 4.
Mm-hmm.
These two have been my favorite.
Lethal Weapon 5.
Oh, Lethal Weapon 5, sorry. Those two have been my favorite episodes of Always Sunny.
It'd been really good. Oh, man, when Frank was running through the forest as, like, Elmer Fudd,
yeah.
And then he had this, like, connection moment with the rabbit.
Yes, yes.
That was hilarious.
I will say this week, though, my favorite scene was probably from Raising Hope. Now, I'm not saying I like the show.
Whoa, you're saying
you
like something about it.
I do like something. I like the ending where they had the auto-tune of the news thrown in. Because that was exactly the kind of news article you expect to see auto-tuned.
On YouTube, yeah.
I laughed the most at Raising Hope this week.
Really?
I just thought it was hysterical.
How many LOLs are we talking?
I gave it 23 LOLs. And I didn't laugh.
Wow, that's a lot of LOLs. That's a Michael
I
Jordan.
Know. I gave a lot of LOLs to Always Sunny and Modern Family too.
I thought it was a really good episode of Modern Family this week.
As good as last week's though, with Manny Get Your Gun, because Manny Get Your Gun was amazing.
Yeah, Modern Family has had several good episodes in a row. I think this is actually technically last week's episode that we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
but. Yeah, I thought it was. You know, my favorite scene, though, from this week was in Community, or just the one that really stuck out to me,
mm-hmm.
And it was the scene of Pierce mangling the birthday cake. And it was this thing that just, it happened for a really long period of time, but it was, other things were happening at the same time, and they just kind of kept, like, panning back to it, and showing him just, like, doing this, like, bizarre job of trying to, and people are like, can I help you? You know, Jeff's like, what are you doing? Explain yourself. What's happening here? Someone's wrong with this cake. I just thought it was hilarious.
My favorite scene was in Community this week, and it was not a funny laughing scene, actually. It was a scene where Troy, Jeff, and Britta have realized that Shirley has this past at this bar called the Ballroom, and they've confronted her with her drunken mug. And obviously she's, like, really freaked out about it and upset about it. And it's gotten to the point where, like, she's sad now.
Mm.
And Troy sort of realizing that, and you can see his expression and what he said to her. That was my favorite scene of the week.
I think they handled that in a really good way where you really got... It was about character development, you know? There was
yeah.
a lot of character development in that episode, even though it was still really funny.
Yeah.
And... They had it, you know, they had, in the end, had Shirley just laugh off the fact that she had these alcoholic days that we saw in that bar, it wouldn't have fit her character at all.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we saw another side of her character, and she grew, and
right.
I thought it was handled well, yeah.
And how much has Troy changed, too, from when we first saw him?
I was thinking
on
about
the show,
this, too.
How great is Troy?
See, did he change, or was he just really different in this episode? I was trying to figure out.
I don't feel like he's different. I feel like it's just over the course of a season and a half now.
Mm.
Troy has become so much more than when we first met him. Just like Britta
has become
more.
A bigger character, but this episode, the way he acted on this episode, was I felt a bit. I mean, it was a big change, you know? So it wasn't out of character, but...
I think there's a couple things going on. I think that you were supposed to see growth of his character in this episode, right? So he started off, and it was, like, pretty obvious, he started off being, like, the kid, right? With Britta and Jeff being the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're one of them getting the thumbs up, one is saying
yeah.
no, no, no.
Yeah.
And then by the end, he's the parent. He's taking them home. He's, like, schooling
yeah.
Abed in the back, you know? that was what this episode was about. But I think that there's something else going on, and I'm wondering if it's really, if it was all planned, or if it's more the character's evolving to be more like Donald Glover than it was originally written, right? Because he came in supposed to be this jock guy, right? A high school football player. And that whole part of him has just faded away. And like, okay, people change in college, that sort of thing. But it sort of seems like it's moving more into like the sort of quirky, artsy person that I think Donald Glover actually is.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of that was planned or how much of it is just sort of...
He's very sweet. And I think he is... He just plays off all of the other characters really well. I mean, the fact that he is... such close friends with Abed is one of the best parts of the show, right? But if we had kept the Troy that we saw when we first started watching Community, there's no way that Troy would be buddies with Abed. Right?
And it was, you know, part of the reason that I didn't really like the show very much when it first started, because you just had all of these sort of stereotype characters,
mm-hmm.
I felt like, the high school jock, the... you know, goody two-shoes, the this
mm-hmm.
and that, but they've really all of those stereotypes have sort of
mm-hmm.
melted away.
Yeah.
It's felt very fluid, too, very natural how they've done it.
Yeah. My second favorite scene is where, sort of an extension of Troy, so is that, in just saying why I liked this episode of Community so much, is when he's ordering his drink and he looks around and he sees how sort of lonely Abed is, that he doesn't have this person to share this intense love of pop culture with, and looking at how Annie's just totally depressed because life is not turning out according to her plan, and how Jeff and Britta are just so full of bullshit, and, you know, Shirley's upset about her past, and Pierce is so stubborn about stuff, like, I don't know, it's nice that they have all sort of found each other, and are pretty cool.
You were in
really
a touching moment.
Yeah, no,
I know.
We're watching comedies here. Drama bombs.
You're bringing us down.
Just,
you know,
like this episode.
One other little thing that I really liked about Community this week is that one of my pet peeves
mm-hmm.
is the way that people act drunk, especially in comedy television.
Yeah.
And they often get drunk of like one drink,
mm-hmm.
and then they're just like, just like silly. Whereas this one,
like,
is like
Big Bang Theory. Did you see that episode where that happened, where Sheldon was drunk?
Yes, exactly.
Before he gave a speech, and it was like 5 minutes from when he started drinking to when he went on stage.
But this one, the bickering and the way that people acted drunk, I'm like, yeah, I've experienced that. Actually, I've been that person, like, being drunk. So I thought that they actually handled it pretty well. It wasn't over the top. It was sort of what you would expect for a night out like that. I was like,
right.
That's kind of familiar. That's looking familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that we discussed a little bit before the podcast started was the fact that there weren't actually that many Thanksgiving-based episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't see, and what I'm not sure comedy television has dealt with that much, but seems like it could be a goldmine, is Black Friday. Right? So, like, I started looking up briefly, and, like, I found a couple, like, dramatic shows. Like, Life has had one where, like, a murder happens in a mall on Black Friday. And Lie to Me had one where there was this big stampede before.
Right.
But these are dramatic shows. But I was trying to think, I mean, because they mention it.
Yeah.
The Outsourced episode was a Black Friday episode. They were trying
to
break sales record on Black Friday.
I guess you're right, but it was so removed because you weren't actually seeing any shoppers.
Well, yeah. But,
I was thinking more like, you know, Raising Hope, or, you know, they mention that they're going to go shopping on Black Friday in the middle, but they don't show them. I mean, I feel like there could be some good comedy to be had in this, like, craziness of Black Friday shopping.
And specifically, I think the middle, Raising Hope, Modern Family would be great Black Friday shows.
Exactly.
Maybe because they're so family-based.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like the Mikloshes. We
want
to see that organized bunch of hooligans running around with their maps. And
do you guys have maps?
No.
I think that was a new thing this year.
Oh, wow. That's serious. So let's move on to Did You Know Then?
All right. Did You Know This Week? To start out with, did you know that Jason Lee, who cameoed on Raising Hope this week as Smokey Floyd, was actually a professional skateboarder for 7 years before his acting career took off?
I did not know that.
That's really interesting. He actually dropped out of high school to pursue his skateboarding dreams, but retired from skateboarding in 1996, just 1 year after his breakout role as Brody in Mallrats.
He was in Mallrats?
Whoa. Did you know that Chairwoman Adams Clueless?
I haven't seen Mallrats, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's one of the main characters in Mallrats. You should definitely see that movie. I guess him and Kevin Smith are actually pretty close. He's also the godfather for one of Kevin Smith's daughters.
Touching.
That's really funny because I always wonder what actors are before they're actors, if it's anything else. And I always wonder what professional skateboarders do when they're done skateboarding. That's really interesting to know.
All right, number two this week. Did you know that Sofia Vergara, who plays the beautiful Gloria on Modern Family, is actually a naturally blonde?
Really?
I heard about that.
Would never have guessed
that.
It's sort of unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't see it myself, but she's a Colombian model for a long time.
Right. And she said that when she was first going to auditions, people didn't really know what to do with her because she had this Latin accent and blonde hair. They didn't really know where she fit in. She's also been quoted to say that she always felt a little bit, she was a little too much as a blonde, like a big mouth version of Pamela Anderson, quoting.
Wow.
Selling yourself a little bit short there.
Yeah. Alright, and number three for this week, did you know that Celia Weston, who guests as Cam's handsy mom on Modern Family this week, has multiple additional connections to some of our comedy favorites here on Comedy Bombs? So, first, she appeared in the recent film The Extra Man, which was written by none other than Jonathan Ames, the man behind Bored to Death. And secondly, although this is admittedly a couple steps removed, she is now appearing in the TNT drama Memphis Beat alongside Jason Lee, who not only appeared as a special guest on Raising Hope this week, but also starred in Greg Garcia's previous show, My Name is Earl.
Mm. Nice. I like Celia Weston.
Yeah, she was good. I mean, we thought that was sort of the weakest storyline of Modern Family this week. But I still liked her in the role. I mean, I still think she brought something to the show.
Agreed. Was she your favorite guest star of this week? Or would you pick some of the others? So we've got a big list to choose from. We had Tom Sizemore in Always Sunny, which apparently I'm the only one that recognized him, which...
We're debating the term guest stars here, but, you know.
Why did you guys not watch action movies?
I recognize the face. I don't recognize the name so much.
Fair enough. There was Malik Pencholi from 30 Rock on Running Wild.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was Norm Macdonald in the middle, which I think I also heard that he is in development for a sports comedy. That's going to be on Comedy Central. There was Celia Weston, and then there was Paul F. Tompkins, who's a stand-up comedian on Community, who played the gay guy who hit on Abed, and then Jason Lee in Raising Hope. Of these, I think Jason Lee, as Smokey Floyd, took the cake.
Well, he certainly had the biggest role of all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Celia Weston's role is pretty big, too. They both played kind of crazily outrageous characters.
I think Jason Lee, it was nice to see him appear, and it was a really fun character. I also really enjoyed Norm Macdonald.
Yeah, of course.
On the middle. I mean, I think that was another really good role that he played really well.
Yeah. He's also just so funny on... as a guest on talk shows when he ad-libs and goes off record, that I've always wondered, and I think part of this is because I haven't seen a lot of the Norm Macdonald show, but I've always wondered what it would be like, because he's so funny on those shows, to actually do scripted stuff all the time. But I guess he must be alright, because Norm Macdonald shows for a while. He was on SNL for a while. So...
I guess he got fired from SNL, though. I don't know what the story is there.
I don't know what the story is there.
But I know that on some talk show, he told the host that they thought he wasn't funny. But I don't know if that's accurate.
Who knows? Well, we should read that SNL history. There's a book called SNL 25 Years.
I don't know, on the top of my list.
Yep. So, K-Trash, you have a poll for us?
Yeah, we have a quick K-Trash segment this week. The concerns community, the show we've been talking a lot about this week. Sort of a general topic. We haven't had any really big relationships come into the picture this season yet. I mean, we had, Jeff and Britta making out in the car at the end of the episode. Which character would you most like to see enter a new relationship, potentially with a new character we haven't seen yet in that show? The character I would suggest for this is I'd really like to see Abed. I feel like they kind of dehumanized him a little bit. It would be really interesting to see him in a relationship. And it might also be a way to humanize him again. I'd be really curious to see that. Is that Pierce, your woman now?
Pierce. Or, I mean, maybe Shirley.
I know I don't want to see Annie, because last time Annie was in a relationship, it was just boring.
Yeah. Although he was funny. What was his name again? Vaughn?
Vaughn. Hello. Aloha. I'm not actually not very eager to see any of them in relationships.
I agree as well.
Relationships, I mean, it's so tricky on shows like that. Where you sort of enjoy them as single entities.
Mm-hmm. There's so much chemistry among the main cast members that anytime they introduce someone else, you always run the risk of it sort of upsetting the balance.
Mm-hmm. Although,
this doesn't need to be a continuing relationship, just maybe a 1-2 episode.
Oh,
I'm going
to
change my answer. Troy.
Troy!
Troy is who I would like to see. I think he has some potential to be really hilarious in a relationship, and it just brings me back to the Chicken Finger episode. You remember when they're standing in line and some girl is like, Troy! Troy! And he's like, that girl sounds like a chicken finger. Something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll open that poll to our listeners as usual. Which community character would you most like to see in a relationship?
Until next time.
See you next
year. Bye!